Welcome to the JR Associates website, a Southern California reimbursement strategies firm. The following is a short segment from a Reimbursement 101 presentation by Judy Rosenblum, president of JR Associates. Taped at the University of Southern California, Alfred E. Mann Institute of Biomedical Engineering, during a clinical and regulatory science graduate seminar, here is Judy Rosenblum.
How many of you are a fan of mystery books? Nobody? Am I the only one? Eh? Well, then you're not going to be reimbursement people, because reimbursement is all about mystery. Solving who did it. Where's the crime? Where the issue is? Taking this piece of information, laying the foundation and saying, okay, we know this, we have a given here, we have a given here, and then all of a sudden something else occurs. And that's why I think I like reimbursement, because I'm constantly having to solve the problems. I set this slide up for you to understand that what your customer is going through. Your customer, who is the provider, okay, who you're selling your product to, or your pharmaceutical agent, is worried about what kind of implications are going, what kind of economic implications are going to occur if they use your new technology, or if something happens in the regulatory area that changes the way your technology will get paid by the government or by any insurance company. And that, in the past 5 to 6 years, has become one of the most key important areas of whether or how fast a product comes to be adopted when it comes into the environment. Once FDA regulatory approval occurs, the next step is how do you bring it into the marketplace? I know that's what you're dealing with right now. If there is no opportunity for reimbursement, if there are additional costs associated with it, will the provider actually purchase the technology and adopt it? And those are the issues that you have to deal with. That fear, how big that fear is it strong, is it small, where does it fit into the continuum of care as well as product sales, defines what kind of reimbursement assistance you have to go through. So the question becomes, will the customer buy the technology if the payer doesn't pay? And you have to come up with the answer, why would they purchase it? Why would they adopt it if there aren't economics that make sense for them to get paid? That becomes a key issue. And when you look at the key, you have FDA regulatory, you have business strategy, you have the business model, you have the marketing, you have the sales, and all of a sudden you have to get this reimbursement component into all those areas. Because if you design a product that will not have reimbursement, you will have to have a good answer as to why somebody would adopt it. So here's the road. Let me give you a little map of the good reimbursement story. For technologies that are brand new, what you want to do is minimize product adoption timelines. Get the payer to agree to pay for this right off the top, as soon as you get approved, as soon as you're going to launch. With that comes this whole component of what's called coverage, coding, and payment. Is there coverage? Is there a code that represents what this technology is so the provider can actually submit a claim to get paid? And is there a payment associated with it, and does that payment actually pay back and cover the costs, at least, of the new technology? For existing technologies, the question always comes in, so you can't sit back on the laurels and say, okay, we have a code, we have coverage, we have payment, things are great. Rules change on a regular basis, and especially if you're dealing with the government, if you're dealing with Medicare and Medicaid, the rules will change on a regular basis, and what might have been a very nice story for your product will change tomorrow, and now you have to treat it again as a new technology. So the key critical piece for reimbursement is that economic and clinical value must always be validated and must be able to be demonstrated. Today we're going to talk about reimbursement. I'm going to start off with the explanation of the health plans, FDA and reimbursement, coverage, coding, and payment, and then I'm going to give you a case story of what started out for the manufacturer as the best story we all dream about and turned into the worst case nightmare.